Hello, and welcome to a SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast, Selling and Integrating Microsoft Office 2007, with our guest speaker, Jonathan Hassel. My name is Robin LaRusso, and I'll be your podcast moderator. Jonathan Hassel is author, consultant, and speaker residing in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jonathan's books include Learning Windows Server 2003, Hardening Windows, and most recently, Windows Vista Beyond the Manual. His work is seen regularly in popular periodicals, and he speaks around the world on subjects including Windows administration, networking, and security. Jonathan's podcast on Microsoft Office 2007 will cover an overview of Office editions, services channel professionals should bundle with Office 2007, how to get trained on Office 2007 features and enhancements, and Office integration services. Thank you for joining us today, John. The floor is yours.
Thanks, Robin. I'm really excited to be here today just to talk about what I think is one of the most revolutionary versions of Microsoft Office to be released, and that's Office 2007. Office 2007 presents really a unique opportunity for both users and VARs alike. And in this podcast, I just wanted to briefly talk about some of the various editions of Microsoft Office 2007. There are more than you might expect. Some opportunities for bundling services and training with the systems that you sell. Also, how to deliver training and some opportunities for additional revenue with training your customers in Microsoft Office 2007. Also, talk a little bit about some of the integration services that you might consider offering. Integration with Office 2007 for SharePoint, Live Communication Server, and so on. And then also some alternatives to Office for whatever reason, if your customers aren't interested in Office 2007 or it's a tough sell for them, then there are also alternatives to Office that you could consider selling and still make up some revenue stream from the lost sale of 2007. Nothing's given up here. So let's go ahead and get started. I want to first talk about the various editions of the Office 2007 suite. Like I said, there are more than you might think. In fact, this is the first version of Microsoft Office, I believe, that's come in this many versions. There are actually 8 different editions of the suite itself. I'll just run down them very quickly. There's Office Basic 2007, the Home and Student version, the Standard Suite, the Small Business Suite, Professional, Ultimate, Professional Plus, and Enterprise. And that these suite combinations are in addition to all of the individual Office programs themselves being available separately from a suite. So what comprises these various editions of Office? Well, the basic 2007 package contains just Word, Excel, and Outlook. You won't be able to get that edition on store shelves, and it'll only be available through original equipment manufacturers. So if you have access to OEM software through one of your resellers, you'll be able to get access to Office Basic 2007 and include it with your systems. It's a really cheap version of genuine Office software, and this is enough for a lot of people. Now, a step up from there is Office Home and Student 2007, and this edition will build on the success of the student-teacher version of Office 2003 that's currently on the shelves. It also adds to the basic suite PowerPoint and OneNote, and you lose Outlook because generally with Home and Student deployment environments, you don't necessarily need the full Outlook client. Outlook Express or Windows Mail is fine for email and calendar needs. That's going to retail for about $149. It'll be available through any number of different big box stores and local stores, so it's not restricted to just OEMs, but it still is available to be bundled with systems that you can sell, and it's a really great price point for people who need a little bit more than what Office Basic is going to provide, but they don't want to step up to Standard or Professional. And, of course, up from the Home and Student 2007 version is Office Standard 2007, and that loses OneNote, but it will be available to everyone. The Home and Student license only is available for people with actual student credentials or teacher credentials, or if they work for someone in an educational environment, whereas Standard is going to be available for everyone. You get Outlook with the Standard Edition of 2007 as well, but you do lose OneNote. It's really the baseline business edition of Office. It's available to everyone, and the full version of that goes for $399 with an upgrade available at $239. Now, for your small business users, you may sell white box systems in a few quantities. Office Small Business 2007 is a suite that's available that really would cater to their needs. It'll give them Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Microsoft Publisher for designing flyers, promotional materials, letterhead, all the things that make up a corporation's public image, and Outlook with the Business Contact Manager. This gives you a really simple customer relationship management solution for a small business. And that weighs in at about $499 for a full retail version, with the upgrade version at $279. Prices are included here, just to let you know about what the price points are in a regular store if your customers are going to go out and buy this off the shelf. The Professional Office Edition is really the sweet spot of what Office has to offer in the 2007 version. You get Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Publisher, Access, and Outlook with the Business Contact Manager, like the Small Business Edition. The difference there is Access is included as well. This version costs $679 at full retail, and that's an awful lot to swallow, and it's actually more than the previous versions of Office have been, but you do get all of the nice benefits of the redesigned user interface and whatnot. The upgrade version for the Professional Suite will be available at about $329. And then we move up to a brand new edition of Office. This is the first time it's been offered as a suite. It's Office Ultimate 2007, and it rivals what Windows Vista Ultimate is in terms of availability and configuration. It includes every possible Office product except Office Communicator. And all Office Communicator gives you is integration with Live Communication Server for voice over IP and phone and IM support. The Ultimate Edition, of course, being the most inclusive package, is going to be really expensive. You get an upgrade version for $539. And I don't have a retail price of Ultimate. They will release that the general availability date of Office, which is January 29th. Now, Professional Plus 2007 is a subset of Ultimate. You lose a couple of the different home features that are oriented there. But with Professional Plus, you only get it through volume licensing agreements. So you can't get it as a general OEM license, and you can't buy it off the shelf. But you do lose a couple of the features that are included in Ultimate. So that's only available to people that sign Microsoft Select agreements and whatnot. And then you also have Office Enterprise 2007, which is Ultimate plus Groove 2007 in OneNote. And Groove is something that's only available within Enterprise, and you can only get that through volume licenses as well. So essentially, you have an OEM restricted version, the Office Basic, which is at the lower end of the totem pole. You have two higher end versions, Professional Plus and Enterprise, that are only available through volume licensing. And then you have the remainder of the spectrum with Home and Student, Standard, Small Business, Professional, and Ultimate. You can get a suite, or you can get the individual programs, and they're all available mostly through regular retail channels. So, considering all of the available editions, what does bundling get you? What sort of revenue do you get from bundling various suite versions or even individual programs with your new systems that you sell? Well, first of all, you can sell the editions of Office that are only available to OEMs. That's, you know, the Office Basic Edition. People with their first computers don't need all the capabilities that some of the bigger editions of Office 2007 give them. So including Office Basic is really going to provide them with some value that they can't get anywhere else. And that's an opportunity for you to differentiate yourself from some of the bigger systems retailers. Another opportunity is to provide some number of days of free support with the purchase of a system. You can provide this support for Office, for Windows and Office, or some subset of both, whatever you decide to bundle. It's really a way to set yourself apart as a customer-focused entity. You can use all these bundling opportunities, whether you use Office Basic or you bundle things that people can get elsewhere, but it's about creating the value with Office and your system to develop a relationship with your customer. Now, something that's really interesting is that Microsoft announced at the Worldwide Partner Conference back in July of 2006 that OEMs will be able to, and in fact encouraged, to pre-install a free 60-day trial edition of Office 2007. We don't know what sort of versions will be available for that trial. It might be Ultimate, it might be Home and Student, something like that. That's not clear yet. But you'll be able to sell an unlock key for whatever version of the trial is included with your system. and that unlock key would, of course, turn the trial into a fully licensed version. Major OEMs already had that program in place for Office 2003, but this has been expanded to smaller OEMs now. So you can really provide a one-stop productivity solution for the people that buy your systems. In fact, I just bought a Mac over the Christmas season in 2006, and I really enjoyed being able to load up a trial version of Office for the Mac and instantly get productive with everything that I already had. Whereas if I bought a typical Windows system from an OEM just down the street, I'd have to find my version of Office and install it off the disk and find my key and dig up through all my records. Including a trial version is a great way to make the out-of-box experience for your customers a lot better. So another revenue opportunity is to sell or develop training services for your customers. Brand new user interface takes a little bit of getting used to. It's of course more productive once you've learned your way around the product, but it can be very intimidating when you first open it up and realize that all of the menus are gone, the keyboard shortcuts that you're used to might not work. So there's a lot of opportunity here to get your customers comfortable with what Office 2007 and its user interface can do for them. You could also offer document conversion assistance. Office 2007, and in particular Word, comes with a new file format that's not automatically backwards compatible with Office 2003. And while you can save Word files in Office 2003 format, you can save Excel files for that matter, any Office document can be saved in the previous version's format. By default, you're going to get documents that are saved in the 2007 format, and they cannot by default be read by systems running Office 2003 or any previous version. So what you can do is sell document conversion services where organizations gather up their documents, bring them to you, and you convert them into the new format. Sure, that's something that your customers could do themselves, but it's something that they might not have time to do, or it might not be the best use of their time from a financial standpoint, and that's another revenue opportunity for you. You can also sell your users on how Office 2007 and Vista work better together. In fact, there's a lot of articles out there. I've written a couple on how Vista and Office 2007 integrate and offer your users opportunities to do things with software that they might not otherwise have if they're deploying Office 2007 on Windows XP or vice versa. And this is also an opportunity for you to cross-sell Windows Vista, which is always a good thing to create more revenue for you. And of course, there is also the opportunity to offer seminars. You could have customers come on site and give them, you know, a 90-minute whirlwind tour of what Office 2007 has to offer. It's really just an opportunity to get to know your customers and give them a chance to experience what Office 2007 is all about. In addition to bundling and training, you might also consider looking at some integration service opportunities. SharePoint's a big one. If you have a company that's big enough to have a decent-sized document library, then SharePoint might be something that you could sell them on. SharePoint consists of establishing document libraries. You can configure a workflow for them. You can help them with document retention, regulatory compliance policies. Anything like that really is in SharePoint's game, and it's a great opportunity to take the relationship you've built with the customer on the client side and develop it into something on the server side as well. SharePoint can be a very lucrative consulting opportunity for you with your expertise, and it can also be a revenue opportunity for selling the actual SharePoint licenses and the Windows Server licenses that go along with it. You can also think about offering Live Communication Server or Office Communication Server, as it's going to be called. You can integrate those services, Session Initiation Protocol or SIP services, Voice over IP, all of those are getting big in the next couple of years. Office 2007 is really designed to communicate with Live Communication Server out of the box. You also get Outlook Communicator installed with the enterprise version of Microsoft Office 2007. And that's something that a lot of customers and a lot of companies don't know a lot about. So if you have a particular expertise in this area, that's a great way to develop a relationship with your customers. And also think about just plain deployment services, really. For businesses with more than 15 or 20 seats, it can be a real boon for them to find someone that can come in and help them install Office 2007 on all of those machines. If all of your efforts fail to sell Office 2007, if you've got customers that just can't be converted, won't get on the bandwagon, then there's always opportunities to go outside of the Microsoft environment. There's other desktop-based office suites like OpenOffice. That's at openoffice.org. That's a freely available suite that you could sell support services for if you know anything about it. And there's also some web-based tools that are available now. Google Docs and Spreadsheets is, of course, probably the biggest and most well-known. That's at docs.google.com. That's a web-based collaboration suite. It allows users to create basic word processing documents, basic spreadsheets, share them among an organization or email them using Gmail or some other client. There's not a lot of advanced functionality there, but for someone whose needs are really simple, or a company that's just creating basic Word documents and really basic arithmetic spreadsheets, then Google Docs and Spreadsheets is an option. And if you want to go a little bit more feature-filled than that, there's ThinkFree, which is at thinkfree.com. That's a little bit more involved, and it's a suite of word processing spreadsheet and database capabilities. It won't call them applications since they run on the web, and that's sort of a delineator there. But ThinkFree is, of course, more involved than Google Docs and Spreadsheets. It enables more sharing, and particularly with the spreadsheet functionality, you can get a little bit more involved and create charts and graphs that are slightly more complex than what Google Docs and Spreadsheets can offer. All of these different alternative suites have opportunities for you to sell companies on them and create revenue out of support or customization, something like that. So if you have customers that can't actually be sold on Office 2007, then the alternatives are always there to at least create a small revenue stream out of something that's not your forte. So that's just a brief overview of what Office 2007 really has to offer you as the VAR, and some ways that you can make some money off of what Microsoft is offering in Office 2007.
Thanks, John. That was a great overview. That'll conclude today's podcast with Jonathan Hassel. If you have any questions for John, you may pose them to him directly on our Ask the Experts page. John is our resident Windows expert. And if you'd like to listen to today's podcast again, you can access it at any time from our SearchSystemsChannel.com webcast page. Final thank you to our guest speaker, John Hassel, and thank you all so much for joining us today.